Hi, good afternoon, everybody. It is now Wednesday, January 30th, and that means the end of January is quickly approaching us tomorrow. A couple big deadlines to keep in mind. If you haven't gotten your 1099s and your W-2s for your business, if you have employees, 1099s, if you pay anybody for a service over $600, those are due tomorrow. And if you haven't taken care of that, get on that right now. Big penalties if you don't get those in today, or tomorrow, rather. The rest of you, we got the month end approaching tomorrow. With the month end, that comes with month end closing of our financial books. And I like to go ahead and get started, you know, days ahead of the end of the month, because there's certain things we can do now that gets the process going and speeds up the time it takes to get our month end closed. The first one being your bank reconciliations. Today with online banking, you can log in, get your bank account as of today or yesterday, see all the transactions that cleared, so you can really reconcile your bank account through yesterday and get a bulk of that taken care of. So when the end of the month comes, you can just jump in, grab that month-end balance and just reconcile it with only a day or two of transactions really to worry about. Get that knocked out. That really speeds up the process. You can get that done now. Also, month-end closing entries. Biggest one being depreciation. If you got a depreciation schedule, you can go ahead and run that out, because you've already bought all your assets for the month probably. And if any more come in today or tomorrow, depreciation on that's gonna be, there really isn't gonna be any. And so just run out your depreciation schedule, make your entry. Don't wait till after the end of the month. You can do that now. There's a lot of other entries, any accruals that you make. A lot of those you probably already know what that's going to be. There are some you have to wait till the end of the month to get the exact figures, but those that you can do now, get those out, knock those out now. The more we can do now, the faster we get those financials out, the more meaningful they are. If you're still working on December, or heaven forbid, even further back, you need to think about getting some help though. If you haven't closed your December books and started looking at those numbers, even preliminarily, maybe there's some straggling stuff, but the bulk of it, if it's not done and you haven't analyzed that to see how your business has done last year and last December, you need to get help, because that's, you know, we're now need to be looking at January information, not worrying about December. December is old news. So if you haven't closed December, get help on that. If you have, let's get started, get January going, and then once the end of the month approaches, we can close that out and start looking and analyzing how we did. Y'all have a great week, and go get yourself in a good position for the end of the month.